This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. After a couple of days in relative hiatus, the President of the United States was back on Twitter last night and this morning. Domestic politics this time mostly, although Mr. Trump is no stranger to the well-placed business tweet as well, as we all know. Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Ford, General Motors all have felt the 140-character sting. Corporate America is adjusting, as is finance America, where traders and software engineers are looking for an edge. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has that one from New York.
We should say this is beyond Twitter. Trump also rocks the market through traditional channels, such as his recent press conference.
We're the largest buyer of drugs in the world, and yet we don't bid properly. And we're going to start bidding. And we're going to save billions of dollars over a period of time.
Pharmaceutical stocks dropped like a rock. Presidents can impact markets generally, but a president willing to call out individual companies repeatedly and without warning, that is unheard of.
Certainly in my life, and I've been in the industry since 1980 for, 37 years, I haven't seen anything like it.
Larry Tabb is CEO of Tabb Group, which tracks changes in market technology. Trump's Twitter daggers are maddening to professional investors who spend money and time choosing stocks to own.
And then all of a sudden the commander-in-chief says, yeah, those guys moved 1,000 jobs offshore. We're going to beat them up and fine them because of it. And all of a sudden, it has a very significant impact on the value of that company's stock. And there are a lot of investors that are not very happy with that.
Wall Street doesn't wallow in unhappiness long. Pain on the trading floor drives strategy change, new technology, and in this case, even a new phrase. Charles Jones is a finance professor at Columbia Business School.
Tweet risk is really is a good word for it. These are the curveballs. No trader can afford to ignore them.
Traders monitored social media well before Trump's election. It showcased its power to move markets in 2013 when the Associated Press Twitter account reported breaking news, explosions at the White House. The whole market tanked. Here's how it unfolded on CNBC.
In a very short period of time, take a look at the right-hand side of your chart. We saw the Dow Jones Industrial Average go from a gain of 135 points to negative 12 in under a minute and a half.
And just as quickly, it recovered once it was clear the AP was hacked and the report was bogus.
I remember that day perfectly because it was pure chaos.
Rachel Mayer was working on J.P. Morgan's trading floor. She was part of a team that used algorithms to drive automated trading, long a tool professional investors have used to speed up reaction time. Now she's CEO and co-founder of Trigger Finance, a tech startup that brings those kinds of tools to regular investors through an app.
For example, if the Fed raises interest rates, you either just want to get an alert or actually place an order to sell something.
After Trump won, people started asking for a custom feature to track his tweets about companies. Here's Mayer showing off what they built.
So say if you own Lockheed Martin stock, if he tweeted about Lockheed Martin or even the F-35, you would have gotten an alert that said...
This is now the most popular feature on Trigger, but Mayer warns against making rash trades based on what Trump says. And setting up automated trading based on social media is dicey right now. Existing technology doesn't do a perfect job of understanding human language as opposed to cold numbers. Professor Jones again.
Our language is very complicated, and the computers have a hard time figuring out exactly what language means.
And it's even trickier in the abbreviated world of Twitter, as Larry Tabb explains.
Most firms, even today, don't have automated trading strategies based upon social media. Mostly what they're doing is they're waving big flags out to say, hey, look, something's happening here. Let's bring a human in to understand what the impact of this is.
But of course, investors would love to speed things up by cutting out the human. Wall Street, software engineers, and artificial intelligence researchers are working on it now. And Trump's Twitter habit gives them a rich new set of experiments to run. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.